Yukon Premier Ranch Pelé has committed to meeting with homeless Yukoners living in tents. At the Yukon Legislative Assembly on Monday, third-party House Leader Lane Treasure raised concerns about Yukoners living in tents, including some who were evicted from the High Country Inn for Safe at Home's renovation project, and those who were evicted from hotels ahead of the tourism season. Treasure pointed out that April is very early in the year for anyone to be sleeping outside, especially considering Sunday night's snowfall.
Right now, today, there are dozens of people living in tents in Whitehorse, even though it's only April. We all know that April in the Yukon is a long way from summer. It is much too cold to be living outside in a tent, but that's the reality for many people right now. Last night, Yukoners were sleeping in tents, many without so much as a sleeping bag to help them survive the sub-zero weather. That is not safe, it is not right, and it cannot continue. So what immediate actions is the Premier taking to find housing for the many Yukoners living in tents in the snow and freezing temperatures?
Premier Pelé, who was also the minister responsible for the Yukon Housing Corporation, responded to these concerns with an ambitious promise.
Look, I'm going to make a commitment on the floor of the House right now. The member opposite said there's dozens of people living in tents in Whitehorse as of last night. So I will go there with you. I will meet with those individuals, and we will find appropriate housing for those dozens of people. I'm ready to go tonight. So let me know after the day where they're at, and we'll go this evening, we'll meet with them, and I want to know where these dozens of people are. I wasn't made aware that there's dozens of people in tents.
Pelé expanded on this commitment while speaking with media later that day, saying it would be his responsibility to discuss this situation.
The member opposite said that there's dozens of people living in tents in a sort of a community. I want to be open. I'm not aware of dozens of people living anywhere in the city of Whitehorse. And so I think I have an obligation to go there and speak with those individuals. And I called the Yukon Housing Corporation and said, be aware that I want to come up with some temporary solutions for all of these individuals that are out there. So, I also mentioned to my team, if this is accurate, please, these are things I need to know.
Treasure, however, wasn't impressed with the Premier's commitment at the Legislative Assembly. They said that the issue of seasonal homelessness has been a concern for quite some time, and that bringing a politician into someone's tent on a whim isn't the right way to address this problem.
I think he said that because he doesn't believe that those people are actually there, and I just can't believe how out of touch he is to think that there aren't, that this isn't actually happening, that this is not the reality for a lot of Yukoners right now. The idea that the way to do housing is to take the Premier wandering around to people's tents at night and offering them a place to live, that would be a wildly irresponsible way to do housing. It would make no sense. And also, it would be really invasive for the people. I wouldn't take him into people's living rooms without asking. I'm not going to take him into people's tents without asking.
When asked how long it might take for the government of Yukon to help dozens of homeless Yukoners find a more appropriate home than a tent, Pelé was confident that it could be handled quickly.
Yeah, I think within a week we can figure that out. What we tend to do is we'll look and see what opportunities we have within existing partnerships. Yes, sometimes different short-term rentals work for us. Sometimes we use existing infrastructure that's owned by Yukon Housing Corporation. If we have to reach out to other levels of government, maybe it's a situation where individuals have a connection to constituents of a First Nation government. Maybe it makes sense for a short term for that us to work directly with that First Nation to come up with a solution for a week or two if they're waiting for their application to go through. But I think we'll look at all of the different options in front of us.
While an unexpected visit from the Premier would likely be invasive, Treasure believes that those experiencing homelessness could greatly benefit from getting into even a temporary home sooner rather than later.
If the Premier has homes ready to go for people, I would commit to getting him a list of people who want those places because they are out there tenting right now. And I think a lot of them, if offered a home, would really take it.
Yukoners needing support are encouraged to reach out to their First Nation when possible. Other supports available include the Whitehorse Emergency Shelter, Yukon Anti-Poverty Coalition, or Blood Ties Four Directions. For Shone FM News, I'm Stuart Bunnell.